Rich Robison doesn't mince words when he conjures up public perceptions of special education.
You know which house that van pulls up to in the morning, and you know which family moved to town whose child is in a $300,000 placement, and people begin to identify very personally, oh, well, this is the problem. If we got rid of this problem, then we wouldn't have these budget problems, etc., etc.
Robison is talking about the importance of advocacy to a crowd of parents and guardians with children in special education. He's the executive director of the Federation of Children with Special Needs in Boston. The Federation is a private, nonprofit that has worked with families throughout Massachusetts for 35 years. It reaches 40,000 families annually throughout the state. The Federation's 8-session advocacy course costs $300. Robison says he's turning applicants away. Parents are eager, in a time of budget cuts, to learn how to challenge school districts' decisions concerning special education eligibility, service delivery, and placement.
My name is Sherry. I'm from a town on the North Shore. I'm a parent of several students with special needs.
Sherry's participating in the workshop. She doesn't want to use her last name or give information that might allow her school district to know she's getting advocacy training. She worries that the district will withhold services from her children or view her as an adversary if it knows she's taking the Federation class. Sherry says even without positioning herself as an advocate, she feels the sting of other parents' disapproval.
Very often we are ostracized or set aside as being a terrible parent because clearly if we parented better, our children wouldn't have these special needs.
Federation Director Robison says schools have never consistently been as welcoming as families of children with special needs have wished. But recently, he says, he's hearing more stories than ever before of parents feeling overwhelmed as they seek special education services for their children. He links rising tensions to current budget shortfalls.
There's a real competition and then a backlash towards the people, a blaming of the people who are using those services as somehow not being worth it. All kinds of bullying kinds of activities occur not only at the kid level, but quite frankly, at the community level.
Many of the parents, including Sherry, want to work as paid advocates. Carolyn is from Tewksbury. She has two children. One is a general education student. The other, a son, is 6 and has Down syndrome. Carolyn says she has relied on the Federation for years to help her know how to access services.
I still don't know everything, so I just really want to help other people and help them learn what I've learned and just be able to be a great advocate for my son.
Now that her son is entering public school, Carolyn says she feels a need to know more to make sure he's getting what he needs. She also notes that because her son is in a full-day program, she has time to put what she's learning to work.
Ideally, this is, I think, one of the bonuses is I can make my own hours and be able to do what I want to do, help people, but also work it in my schedule to be there for my family.
Robison says he doesn't think parents are primarily motivated by money. They earn between $25 and $90 an hour, he says, depending on their experience. Their work is part-time, he says, and they generally each earn less than $20,000 a year.
Most people do it because of the circumstance they've been in. And they understand how difficult it was when they approached the school or any other service provider and found how resistant people were to helping their particular child or family.
Special educators often take offense at such characterizations. Vicki Charlton is a recently retired special education administrator. She spent 3 decades in special education in Massachusetts public schools. She acknowledges parents' frustrations and says she has worked well with some advocates. But she asks, will the training improve the system, or will it just increase hard feelings?
Unfortunately, more often than not, once you bring an advocate in, because they are really being paid for by the parent, and often once a parent brings in an advocate, it's usually because they feel that there's been a problem. So attention often runs high, and those meetings are not very productive. But if you're not trusted by the parents in general, then it doesn't really matter.
Parents like Sherry and Carolyn argue that they are learning to become advocates because they want to level what they perceive as an unequal playing field for children with special needs, their own and others. They fight their individual fights within a system that is underfunded and incapable of providing for all children. That lack of funding puts pressures on everyone, schools, families, and children alike. For WGBH, I'm Kathy Corman in Boston.